们请一同翻开新约圣经，我们读三处的圣经。
Would you please turn with me your Bible to New Testament? We will read three passages.
我们首先读马太福音第一章。
First, Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章第十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们读约翰福音第三章。
The Gospel according to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you,Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered,Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们读约翰一书第五章。
Lastly, we will read the first epistle of John, chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章第十三节。
First John 5, verse 13.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
我们再低头一点祷告。
Your head bowed again, let's have a further word of prayer.
我们感谢你早晨再把我们召集在你的面前。
Father, we thank you that you've gathered us once again before you.
愿圣灵再次向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us again.
让我们再次凡有可听的都应当听。
So that he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
祷告奉主的名。
Praying the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们的主耶稣他是神的儿子。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
为了拯救人的缘故呢，他降世为人呢，在地上生活三十三年半。
And because he wanted to save man, so he was born in the flesh, and he lived in the world for 33.5 years.
这33年半的时间呢，是非常在人类历史上非常重要的一段时间。
And during these 33.5 years, it is the extremely important period during the whole history of man.
蒙恩的人呢，应该常常。在主在地上这三十三年半的时间的生活里头来思想主怎么样在地上过生活。
So all of us who have been saved by his grace should often dwell upon the events of the Lord as of his 33 years as how he lived on earth.
主在地上的一生呢，对主他自己的职分呢是重要的。
And all the Lord's life is very extremely important to his ministry.
因为呢他跟我们一样经历的一切的试探呢，只不过他没有犯罪。
Because he was just like us, experienced all the temptations, yet he did not sin.
同时呢，他虽然为神的儿子呢，但是因为受的苦难呢，他自己都来学顺从。
Also, being the Son of God, but he learned to obey through the sufferings.
因此呢，他成了完全呢，就能够成为我们得救的根源。
Now, being perfected himself, he became the very source of our eternal salvation.
所以主在地上三十三年半的生活呢，对于他成为今日的大祭司呢，是非常重要的时刻。
And all this period of 33 and a half years as he was on earth was extremely vital for our Lord's ministry as the great high priest.
那么主在地上 这一生呢，对我们信主的人讲是非常重要的。
And also, his life is also extremely vital to us who believe in him.
他在地上的所一切的生活呢，跟我们在地上的生活是息息相关的。
Because his life on earth was so closely related to our life as a Christian.
圣经说呢，说到他是是末后的亚当。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was the last Adam.
我们的所有的人呢，生在亚当后裔的人呢，我们只有一个名字，我们都叫亚当。
All the descendants of Adam have only one name, that is, we are the descendants of Adam.
但你一出生的时候呢，你无法你没办法选择的，你就被称为是一个小亚当。
Now, once you're born, you have no choice being called the little Adam.
所有亚当的天性都在你里头。
All Adam's nature is now in you.
他在里面的犯罪的天性也在你里头。
His sinful nature is in you.
那主耶稣基督来到地上的时候呢，他也称了亚当。
Now, as our Lord Jesus Christ came to the world, he also became Adam.
但圣经说他是这个末后的亚当。
But the Bible called him the last Adam.
他来到地上的时候，要使得亚当的生命在地上做一个了结。
He came to wrap up this Adam's life on earth.
从此以后呢，人有了盼望，可以不再受亚当生命的控制。
From then on, man does have this hope that they do not have to be controlled by Adam's nature.
人开始呢有盼望了，能够过那属天的生活。
People do have this hope now. They can now live a heavenly life.
不但这样的，圣经呢还称我们主耶稣他是第二个人。
Not only so, the Bible also calls our Lord Jesus as the second man.
在神的眼光里头的话，只有两个人。
In God's eyesight, there are only two men.
一个呢就是亚当。
One is Adam,
一个就是主耶稣。
The other is the Lord.
你不是在亚当里头呢，你就在耶稣基督里头。
If you're not in Adam, then you're in the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你不在耶稣基督的话，你就在亚当里头。
But if you're not in Christ Jesus, then you're in Adam.
所以圣经说他是第二个人。
Therefore, Bible calls him the second man.
如果你相信主耶稣基督的话，
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
你就在这个第二个人里头。
Then you are in this second man.
这是一个新的族类。
And this is a new race.
是有一个属天的这个生命。
With heavenly life within.
有神的性情在里面。
With God's character.
所以这个第二个人呢，他在地上所过的生活呢，跟我们这些人是有非常密切的关系。
That's why the life of the second man's life is so closely related to us.
他是这个第二个人的新族类的元首啊。
Because he is the very founder of this new generation.
你会发觉他在地上过的他所经历的每一件事情啊，我们都在某种程度上要经历。
You will realize that whatever happened to him in his life.To a certain extent, we also have to experience it.
所以常常来思想主在地上的生活啊，对我们的基督徒生活非常有帮助的。
Therefore, it is helpful for Christians to often dwell upon Jesus Christ's earthly life.
当我们在思想主耶稣在地上的生活的时候，
As we dwell upon his earthly life,
我们呢要非常的注意一件事情。
We have to pay much attention to one thing.
就是呢他在地上的生活呢跟圣灵呢是紧紧相连的。
That is, his earthly life is so closely related to the Holy Spirit.
从他的出生到受死到复活，每一件事情呢，都在圣灵的那个带领底下，都在圣灵的同在里头。
From his birth, death, and ascension, every aspect of it is being led by the Holy Spirit.
他是呢借着圣灵玛利亚呢是从圣灵怀掉孕。
Because Mary conceived through the Holy Spirit.
她是借着圣灵呢，玛利亚怀孕呢，取了肉身的。
It is through the Holy Spirit that Mary conceived a child and a child was born.
那么当她显在人面前的时候，第一件事情她受浸。
And as before, the very first thing that the Lord revealed himself before man is that he was baptized.
一旦受浸从水里起来的时候呢，圣灵就好像鸽子降到他的身上。
And the moment he rose above the water, the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove.
然后呢，圣灵呢又催逼他到旷野里头去受试探。
And also the Holy Spirit included him to go into the wilderness to be tested.
在旷野里头四十昼夜禁食不吃不喝。
And he fasted for 40 days and nights in the wilderness.
然后呢，他受撒旦的试探。
And then he was tested by Satan.
靠着圣灵呢，靠着神的话呢，他胜过那个在仇敌的攻击。
And by the Holy Spirit, by the word of God.He overcame the attack of Satan.
然后圣经告诉我们说，他从旷野回来的时候是满了圣灵，他充满了圣灵。
And as the Bible tells us that he came back from the wilderness, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后他开始在地上的服事。
And then he started his earthly ministry.
圣经又告诉我们呢。
The Bible also tells us
那个神呢是用圣灵和能力来膏主耶稣基督的。
That God has anointed our Lord Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and with power.
他在地上行事啊，他所做的每一件事情啊，都是圣灵赐给他的能力所行的。
Everything he did on earth was given by the power of Holy Spirit.
他叫瞎子看见，叫瘸子行走，叫死人从死里复活。
He gave sight to the blind, he healed the crippled, and he even brought the dead to life.
都是圣灵赐给他的能力。
And all these were done by the power the Holy Spirit gave him.
甚至他赶鬼呢，主耶稣说，我是靠着圣灵的神的灵赶鬼啊，所以神的国就临到你们了。
Jesus even said that it is by the Holy Spirit that I cast out demons, therefore,The kingdom of God has now arrived.
最后呢，他走上十字架。
And in the very end, he went to the cross for us.
希伯来书告诉我们呢，他是借着永远的灵呢，把自己献上。
And the book of Hebrews tells us that he offered himself to God with this eternal spirit.
十字架上苦楚，没有人能够承受的。
Nobody can ever bear the agony on the cross.
我们主耶稣就是在肉身的主呢，他是靠着圣灵啊，能够上了十字架。
So our Lord in his flesh.Were hung on the cross by the Holy Spirit.
最后呢，是圣灵使他从死里复活。
And in the end, that Holy Spirit raised him from death.
彼得告诉我们说，他说按着肉体说了，他被治死了。
And Peter tells us that it's in the flesh he was put to death.
按着圣灵来说了，他从死里复活。
But he was made alive by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在思想主在地上的一生的时候。
So now as we consider our Lord's earthly life.
一面呢，我们要来思想。他做的每一件事情对着主他自己 有什么样的重要性
On the one hand, we would consider all the things the Lord did, what was the importance of those things to himself.
我们也思想啊，他在地上所经历的跟我们有什么样的关系
On the other hand, we also consider together that all the things that the Lord experienced on earth, what are those things related to us?
在同时呢，我们要一直记得他做的每一件事情都在圣灵的带领底下做的。
All this time we have to remember everything he did was being led by the Holy Spirit.
所以主若许可呢，主若许可的话，我会花几次的时间呢，跟弟兄姊妹一同来思想主在地上的生活。
So Lord willing, I would like to share with you maybe in different sessions, as to how the Lord conducted his life on earth.
今天我们一同来思想啊。主他的降生。
Now today, let's consider together our Lord's birth.
他是如何取了道成了肉身的取了这个取了人的样子。
How he became in the flesh and how he take on this human body.
他这个过程呢，跟我们有什么样的关系
？How is this whole process related to us?
首先呢，主在他在他的降生呢，是玛利亚呢从圣灵怀了孕。
First, our Lord was conceived through Mary by the Holy Spirit.
这是一件呢，这个在人世历史上从来没有发生过的事。
This is something that has never happened in human history.
在人的思想里头也不能够明白的。
And we simply cannot understand in our thoughts.
怎么有可能一个女子她还没有结婚，她就生了孩子呢
？How could a virgin bear a son without being married first？
今天新派的神学呢，它不但是拒绝神迹的，也连主耶稣基督他是从圣灵华的利益也拒绝。
Now today's new theology not only denies miracles, but also denies the very event, the fact that our Lord Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
对福音朋友来讲的话呢？第一件事情呢，他们要能够不能够接受的，不能明白的，就是我们的主呢，他是借着圣灵怀着孕的。
Now the first thing to our gospel friends, which they could not understand or accept, is How could Jesus be conceived by the Holy Spirit?
我们在想说为什么神要这么做呢?
And then as we think, why is God did this?
为什么他不能让约瑟娶了玛利亚之后他生了耶稣?
Why can't he allow Joseph marry marry first and then they gave birth to Jesus?
然后呢再将圣灵降到他身上。
And then he will pour out the Holy Spirit on Jesus.
就像今天呢在世界上许多的教主啊许多的那些所谓号称是神的人他们的经历一样。
Just as so many so-called religious leaders who claim to being poured upon the Holy Spirit by God after they became the leaders.
今天在世界上的宗教每样的对每个教主啊都是从人的父母生的然后之后呢他宣称呢他有神的灵宣称他就是神。
Today, every single leader of religions is born by man and then later on he proclaims that he's being given this Holy Spirit.
为什么我们的主他出生呢他不能让就用同样的方法降生再降生为人呢
Why is our Lord cannot do the same way?
为什么他要 经过圣灵的怀孕取了肉身呢
Why did he have to be conceived through the Holy Spirit and he came in a human body?
我们知道在神的那个公义的法则之下
We know under God's righteous principles
人呢犯了罪啊必须要赎罪
Now, because man sins, so there has to be some atonement for that.
人呢的罪要得到赦免呢，才能神的那个法则呢是用代替的。
Now, for man's sin to be atoned for, the principle is through replacement.
那么在旧约里头的时候呢，神呢定规啊，人的罪要得赦免的话呢，必须要杀牛宰羊流了血之后的人的罪才能赦免
To achieve this substitution in Old Testament that God has ordained the fact that you have to offer sacrifices killing bulls and goats first
用了这个牲畜的生命呢代替我们的生命
So the sacrifice life will substitute for our life
那这个生命这个牲畜呢而且必须是一个完全没有瑕疵的生命
and this
牲畜的
the sacrifice animal had to be born have to be perfect without any spots or
但是呢圣经说呢这牲畜的血呢断不能赎罪的
however the Bible tells us that the blood of the sacrifices cannot redeem our sins
要人的罪得赦免呢必须站在人的地位上有一个人代替我们一切的罪
For man seem to be forgiven then a person has to take his place
那这个人呢首先这个他是必须是个人
And this person has to be a man first
而且他必须是一个无瑕疵的完全的人
And he has to be a perfect man without any blemishes
如果主耶稣基督他是借着约瑟跟玛利亚生的话
If our Lord was born through Mary and Joseph
那么呢他就带着亚当的罪性
Then he would have this Adam's nature within
你知道我们呢我们之所以是罪人呢不是因为我们犯了罪我们成为罪人
The reason we are called sinners is not because that we sinned so we are called sinners
那是因为我们是个罪人所以我们犯罪
But because we are sinners first and then we commit sin
如果主耶稣他还是从 亚当也是约瑟跟玛利亚生的话
Now if our Lord Jesus were born by Adam and Mary and Joseph
那么他就有亚当的罪性
Then he would have this Adam's sinful nature
那他也是个罪人他也需要救赎
Therefore he was a sinner Therefore he needed redemption also
神的智慧的安排啊
But
让他的这出生呢是借着圣灵生的
In the arrangement of God's wisdom that when our Lord were born he was sinless
一面呢他有人的生命
On the one hand he did have man's life
那一面呢他又是个完全的人
On the other hand he was a perfect man
所以呢他能够站在人的地位呢为我们赎罪
Therefore he could stand in sinner's place and atone for our sins
圣经说呢是那个无罪的不知罪的替我们成了罪代替了我们
The Bible tells us that he who knew no sin became sin for us
所以主耶稣基督他从圣灵怀孕这件事情呢是个人世的一件大事情
Therefore the Lord Jesus conception by the Holy Spirit is such a great event in human history
甚至可以说是我们信仰的根基啊
Or even to put it this way, this is the very foundation of our faith.
我们呢，有时候基督徒都觉得这件事情不太能够理会啊，所以我们呢也不太去管它。
Sometimes even to Christians, because this thing is so incomprehensible that we simply pay very little regard to it.
但是主耶稣呢，他是从圣灵马借着玛利亚怀孕这件事情呢，却是我们是信仰的那个根基啊。
But the very foundation of our faith is Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit.
那么在我们身上的经历如何呢？
How does this apply to our experiences?
圣经说呢，说我们呢都必须要重生。
The Bible tells us that each one of us has to be born again.
圣经说呢，人若不重生呢，就不能够见神的国。
The Bible says, without being born again, no one can see the kingdom of God.
如果你还没有信主的话，
If you haven't believed in the Lord,
你会发觉有很多神的事情呢，圣经上的事情呢，你不能够明白。
You will see that there's so many things in the Bible which you don't understand.
你有许许多多的问题。
You have so many questions.
因为呢，你没有神的生命。
Because you do not have the life of God yet.
圣经说呢，你如果不重生的话，你不能够见到神的国。
The Bible says, if you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
没有这个生命的话，你不能够明白神的事情。
Without this life, you simply cannot understand God's matters.
没有这个生命的话呢，你没有办法跟这个神有相交，能够连接。
Without this life, you simply cannot have the fellowship with God.
所以呢，如果要见神的国，要认识神的话，必须要重生。
So in order to see to enter God's kingdom, you have to be born again first.
但是人是怎么样重生的呢？
But how can a man be born again?
人呢，若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。
The Bible says that unless a man is born of the water and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
人的重生呢，也是借着圣灵的工作。
So man's regeneration is also done through the work of the Holy Spirit.
当然呢，我们主他这样道成肉身呢，跟我们重生是两件不同的事情。
Of course, the Lord becoming flesh is a totally different thing from our being born again.
完有不同的目的。
And they have two different goals.
但是呢，这个属天的生命的这产生呢，它的过程是极其极其类似的。
However, the birth of this spiritual life is very similar.
人的重生呢，是完全是圣灵的工作。
Because man's rebirth is totally the Holy Spirit's work.
人的手在上面是一点工作都没有。
Man's hand cannot add to anything to it.
主耶稣他说完这话之后，他跟尼哥底母讲啊，他说。从肉身生的就是肉身的，从灵生的才是灵。
Now after the Lord said this to Nicodemus, he said, "He who is born of the flesh is flesh; he who is born of the spirit is spirit."
唯有从圣灵生的呢，你才能够得到这个从天上面来的生命。
Only he is born of the Holy Spirit can receive this life from above.
人怎么重生的呢？
So how can man be born again?
一面说呢，我们是借着信。
Now, on the one hand, we could say it is done through faith.
那个约翰福音第一章十二节，他说，凡接待他的人，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄的做神的儿女。
In the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "As many as received him, to them he gave the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name."
一旦你信了主，
Once you believe in the Lord,
一旦你接受了主耶稣基督做你的救主，
you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
神就给你一个权柄的让你做他的神，
and God gave you this right to be his children.
怎么样做的儿女呢？
Now, how can we become God's children?
好像是说你原来不是神的儿女，现在神给你权柄让你做神的儿女。
As though it's saying, before you were not a child of God, but now God gives you the right to become one of his children.
只不过改变一个身份，一个地位。
It's like you're being a status is being changed.
但是我们继续读下去的话，你发觉呢，这个做神的儿女的这个权柄呢，怎么来的呢？是借着生出来的。
Now, as we continue to read the scripture, you will see how does this child of God comes about? It's through being born again.
他这怎么生的呢？
Man, then how is this child in being brought forth?
首先他说啊，这等人呢，不是从血气生的。
First, the Bible tells us that this man is not born of the blood.
不是从情欲生的，不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Nor by the will of flesh, nor by the will of man, but is born of God.
他不是从血气生的。
He is not born of the blood.
一个这那个基督徒基督徒的父母呢，不能够保证他一定是那个基督徒的儿女。
So a Christian, a parent who is a Christian can never guarantee his children will be Christian.
在基督徒的家里面长大，不能保证你将来是一定是个基督徒。
If you're brought up in a Christian family, it doesn't guarantee you that you will become a Christian.
你要成为基督徒，是你自己必须要跟神有关系。
For you to become a Christian, you yourself have to form this relationship with God.
你自己要认识神，你自己要接受主。
You yourself have to know God, and you yourself have to receive Him.
这个人不是从血气生的。
Therefore, this man is not born of the blood.
他也不是从情欲生的。
Nor is he born of the will of the flesh.
情欲 flesh 啊，就是不是从肉体生的。
So he's not born of human flesh.
今天呢，在传福音的时候啊，很容易就做一件事情。
Now today, as we're sharing the gospel, there is one thing we do so easily.
上个礼拜呢，杨弟兄也在交头，在他过去的经历，他虽然是不同的情形啊。
Last week, our brother Yang shared some of his experiences, although that's different from what we're seeing here.
那么他用了一个很感人的故事。
But he gave us a very touching story.
用那个很美的诗歌。
A very beautiful hymn.
用那个充满了感情的那个呼召。
And also about the calling full of emotions.
用的感情呢来说服人，来感动人，让人能够说，哎呀，受了一点感动，人才能够起来愿意接受主。
So for us to pull the cord emotions in a human's heart, and so that person will be so touched to receive the Lord.
常常发觉呢，啊，这样子的过程非常非常的不稳定。
For us, we know this process is not steady.
不像是有什么样的根基的。
And this kind of accepting of the Lord has no foundation to it.
人呢，在那时因着气氛的一时的感觉呢，他之后气氛一过去之后呢，他又回到原来的样子。
And that person receives the Lord just because of the atmosphere at that moment, and after that moment is gone, he go back to where he is.
所以这等人呢，不是从肉体生的。
So therefore, this man should not be born from the flesh.
他说这等人呢，也不是从人意生的。
Nor should this man be born of the man's will.
在英文里头啊，他翻译的很好啊，他说他不是从肉体的意志生的，他也不是从人的意志生的。The will of flesh, the will of man.
The English Bible translates it very well because this person is not born of the will of flesh nor the will of man's will.
在一面说了，人的肉体呢有个意志，希望人得救，希望人能够来信主。
On the one hand, we do have this will. We wish so much that this person could be saved to come to know the Lord.
但另外一方面呢，他说我们人的靠着人的意志啊，叫人得救了，也是不可靠的。
On the other hand, we know it's not reliable simply to persuade people to believe in the Lord through man's will.
我们在底下催促人。
And if we're pushing people, on the side.
你该举手了。
And we're saying that raise your hand.
你该上去了。
Go up to the platform.
人的用这个的，甚至呢用那个的强的意志要征服人，说你应该信主了。
Or sometimes we use this extraordinary will to tell people to persuade them to believe in the Lord.
我不是说在传福音的时候不会有这方面的现象。
I'm not saying that while we're sharing the gospel, things like this never happen.
当人听到神的话的时候，受到感动的时候，真的是里面情感里头会激动的。
When we hear God's word and we're so touched, and our emotion simply is stirred up.
当神的话呢，像那个能够打碎那个磐石的大锤啊，打到人心的时候呢，人会折服的。
When God's word reaches man's heart like the big hammer which can break up the rock, people are so touched.
但是你会发觉的，这是从神来的，还是从人来的？这中间的那个差别是何等样的大。
But you have to discern the difference of the two which come either comes from God or from man.
他说不是从人这肉体生的，不是从那个人的意志生的。
So the Bible tells us that a Christian is not born of the flesh nor the will of man.
他是从神生的。
Instead, he's born of God.
唯有圣灵呢，能够使人够重生。
Because only the Holy Spirit can regenerate man.
唯有圣灵呢，才能够让人悔改，真正认识主。
Only the Holy Spirit can give men repentance to truly believe in Him.
那么人是怎么样重生的呢？
Then how can a person be born again?
人呢，重生呢，也是从圣灵怀的孕。
We know that our rebirth is also conceived through the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督的出生呢，是圣灵呢把那个生的种子摆在玛利亚的腹中了。
For the Lord Jesus, His rebirth is being planted as a seed into Mary's life.
使得主人圣灵道成肉身。
Therefore, the Lord became flesh.
圣灵叫人重生了也是一样的。
Likewise, this is how the Holy Spirit conceived the, have us being reborn.
人的重生呢，是神把那个生的种子摆在人里头。
The Holy Spirit has now planted the spirit, the life into our heart.
让人的里面有那个新的生命。
So that we have this new life within.
什么是这个生命的种子呢？
And what is the very seed of this new life?
就是神的话。
And that is the word of God.
彼得是那个前书告诉我们呢。
As First Peter says.
说你们蒙了重生啊，不是由于能坏的种子。
You who are born again is not from the corruptible seed.
乃是由于不能坏的种子。
But through the incorruptible seed.
是借着神活泼长存的道。
And through God's living word which endures forever.
是圣灵呢，把那个神的话呢，当生命的种子摆在人的心里头。
It is the Holy Spirit who has placed God's word as a seed of life into your heart.
人的里面呢，就开始有重生了。就开始有生命了。
Therefore, there is this life within you.
你发觉呢，必须两个都同时的工作。
So we see that two have to work simultaneously.
一面是圣灵的工作。
On the one hand is the work of the Holy Spirit.
一面是神的话。
On the other hand is the word of God.
你发觉呢，有些人呢，我们听神的话，听的那个一听再听呢，总是没有感觉，没有改变。
Sometimes people hear the word of God time again, but they don't feel anything.
是因为他在听话的时候，他虽然是听啊。
And this is because as he is listening.
但是呢，他的那个心门是关闭的。
But the door of his heart is simply shut.
圣灵呢没有把他的话像那个当个种子种在他里头。
So the Holy Spirit never plants the his word as a seed into his heart.
一旦呢，人的心呢被圣灵打开的时候。
But once man's heart is being enlightened, opened by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把神的话当作种子放在他里头的时候
，Once God has planted His word as a seed into His heart，
生命就在他里面成长，这就形成了。
Then this new life is formed within，
他就在里面成长了。
And it will grow。
人的重生呢，是从借圣灵怀的孕。
Therefore, man's regeneration is being conceived through the Holy Spirit。
这件事情怎么样发生的呢
？How did all this thing happen？
我们能不能够晓得这件事情发生的时候是什么样的情形呢
？Would we know how this rebirth exactly happened as it happened？
主耶稣他对尼哥底母说
，And the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus，
他说风随着自己的意思吹啊
，The wind blows as it wishes。
从哪里来往哪里去我们不晓得
We don't know where it comes from neither where it goes
不知道风从哪里吹来从哪里吹去
We simply don't know where it comes from and where it's going
他说圣灵叫人重生了也是这样的
Likewise this is how Holy Spirit regenerates man
当圣灵把那个话送在人里头的时候
As the Holy Spirit implanted God's word within our heart
不要说我们旁边的人不知道
Don't just say that the people around you might not know it.
可能当事人他自己都不晓得。
Even the person in question might not know it either.
他只在那时候经历到了，神把他心开了，好像心的神的话进去了。
It's just at that moment, he being enlightened by God, God's word is now entering into him.
他自己可能都不晓得。
He himself probably doesn't know it.
其实这个跟人的那个母亲怀孕也是很类似的。
Isn't this very much like a mother's conception?
当一个母亲她怀孕的时候呢
？As a mother conceives.
当时呢，她不晓得。
At that moment, she might not know it.
她必须经过两三个月之后。
So it might be after 2 or 3 months later.
她发觉月经没来。
She probably realizes that her period stopped.
她发觉呢，开始有点害喜的现象。
And she experienced symptoms of morning sickness.
她到医生那边去检查啊，发觉她是怀孕了。
Therefore, she would go to a doctor, and then she realizes that she's now pregnant.
不然是这样，这孩子在母亲的肚子里头啊。
not only cells in regard to the baby in her womb.
它要经过一段时间的生长，它才能够生得出来的。
It has to be through a certain period of time, then this baby would be brought forth.
如果不到七八个月以上，孩子出来，他常常活不下去的。
If the baby is not staying in mother's womb for 7 or 8 months, it has little chance to survive.
发觉呢，这个生命呢，在那个保护的情况之下，它要一段时间的生长。
Therefore, you see this life under this protective environment, needs time to grow.
那个上一次 Ed Miller 弟兄来到我们当中啊。
And last time, when our brother Ed Miller came to our midst,
那事后我们跟他有点交通。
And afterward, we had some fellowship with him.
我们谈到那个传福音的人得救啊，觉知啊，这个重生的问题。
Now we talk about many aspects of sharing gospel on people's mind to receive the Lord.
他说呢，他可以很清楚的知道他是哪一天觉知的。
So he said he knew very clearly on the very day that he received the Lord.
但是呢，他不知道他什么时候重生的。
But he didn't know when he was born again.
啊，这句话呢，很值得思想哈。
And this saying takes much of our thought.
我们弟兄的经历是非常真实哈。
Because our brother's experience is so true.
确实呢，实在我们身上呢，人重生那一刻呢，你不，常常你是不晓得。
It's exactly so. The very moment you're born again, you probably don't know.
直到呢，这生命开始在里面有一些生命的迹象的时候。
And not until that the signs of this new life appear.
你发觉呢，不再抵挡神的话。
Then you realize you're no longer oppose God's word.
你发觉呢，不再排斥聚会。
And you will not reject going to meetings.
哎，你发觉呢，碰到弟兄姊妹的里头有信主的人呢，有一种特别的感觉的时候。
And you realize when you see believers, you have a special feeling.
哎，你才知道你是个重生的人。
And you know you are a born again person.
所以我们今天在传福音的时候。
So today, as we share the gospel,
我们呢，在圣灵使人重生的事情上，我们能够做什么呢？
What can we do in cooperation with the Holy Spirit to bring about this new generation, regeneration?
我们唯一能做的
The only thing we could do
是让我们自己也在圣灵的管制底下
is that we should also be under the rule of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵能够借着我们呢说主的话
Therefore, the Holy Spirit can speak the word of God through us.
唯有当我们借着圣灵呢把主的话呢传给人的时候
Only when we share God's word to people through the Holy Spirit,
圣灵把人的心门一打开
when the Holy Spirit opens up people's heart,
他的话语生命的种子种进去
when he implants the seed of life,
这个人就重生了
then this person is born again.
这是我们唯一能够做的事
And this is the very only thing that we can do.
巴不得在传福音的事上呢我们一同来经历
If only we could all experience this God's work in sharing God's gospel.
今天看起来的话，好像不是那么样外面的有那么样子很明显的工作那么样的实在啊。
Outwardly, we may not feel those substantial concrete work of God.
但是呢，这是唯一走的路。
However, this is the only pathway.
这是唯一人能够得生命的路。
This is the only way to receive life.
那么在传福音的事上，人那我们呢，也要一同来思想主他自己的主出生的事情。
Now in the aspect of sharing gospel together, we will consider the Lord's birth.
我们特别来注意啊，那个玛利亚她的那个表现。
We will pay a special attention to how Mary reacted.
圣灵啊，他固然他要借着玛利亚那个像主耶稣那个生出来。
Mary conceived through the Holy Spirit and brought forth Jesus.
但是呢，圣灵要先得到一个器皿。
But before the Holy Spirit could do so, the Holy Spirit has to have a vessel to use.
他得到一个童女玛利亚。
Therefore, he has this Virgin Mary.
他玛利亚呢，在这件事情上呢，是与神同工的。
And Virgin Mary in this very matter cooperated with our God.
玛利亚呢，在这件事上啊，跟不主我们在传福音的事上，在某种程度呢，跟玛利亚在当时的那个扮的角色非常非常类似。
So in reference to our sharing the gospel, there are similarities between Mary and us as the players in the gospel field.
首先我们注意的，玛利亚那时候是个童女。
First, we notice that Mary is a virgin.
圣经保罗他对那个哥林多前书哥林多的教会这么说。
As Paul said to the Corinthian church,
他说我向你们所起的那个愤恨呢，乃是神那样的愤恨。
The jealousy that I have for you is godly jealousy.
要把你们呢，如同那个无瑕疵的那个童女呢，献给基督了。
Because I have betrothed you to Christ without any blemish.
在某一个角度上的话呢，教会是个童女。
To a certain extent, we do know that the church is a virgin.
神呢，要在这唯有教会保持他这个童女的身份的时候呢。神能够借着教会做事。
Only when the church can maintain her virgin status, then God could work through her.
童女说到什么呢？
And what does the virgin say to us?
童女呢，她说到她与世界的隔离。
A virgin speaks of the separation from the world.
她不走世界的道路。
She would never walk in the worldly way.
不受世界的污染。
Would not be defiled by the world.
童女呢，更说到她远离罪。
A virgin speaks of the fact the person is far away from sin.
唯有教会呢，它成为一个贞洁的童女。
Only when a church becomes a virgin,
远离世俗的沾染
，chaste and far away from the defilement of the world,
远离罪的辖制
，far away from dominion of sin,
她能成为一个器皿呢，成为那个拯救人的器皿。
Then could she become a vessel through which God could save people?
怎能呢？她能够借着教会啊，把她的福音传扬给
？And then God can spread His gospel to the whole world.
当玛利亚她听见天使跟她说话的时候
When Mary heard that the angel spoke to her
她里面有一个反应
There was this reaction in her
她这个反应呢如果我们拿另外一件事来比较的时候我们就会发觉里面还有不同
If you compare her response to another matter we could see her response is so different
在路加福音里面有一个记载
There is an account in the book of Luke.
路加福音第一章的记载，它首先呢，记载的啊，是那个天使加百列的先向的那个撒加利亚显现。
The gospel according to Luke first recorded that an angel Gabriel appeared to Zacharias.
在神的计划里头啊，在主耶稣基督降生之前呢，他要让施洗的约翰先降生。
So in God's plan before Jesus' birth.God wanted to have John the Baptist be born first.
他要那个施洗约翰成为主耶稣基督的先锋嘛。
So John the Baptist would become a herald for our Lord Jesus.
那么约翰怎么样出生呢
？How was John the Baptist brought forth?
约翰的出生呢也是非常特别的。
His birth is very spectacular also.
那神呢要借着撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯生约翰。
Through Zacharias and Elizabeth, God brought forth John the Baptist.
但是呢，撒加利亚呢年纪大了。
Now Zacharias at this time was very old.
他太太呢，那个撒加利亚呢也过了生育的年纪。
And his wife Elizabeth was well beyond the days of conception.
神在那里，神还要先做一件大事情。
So there, God had to perform one great thing.
他要借着这对夫妇呢，生下施洗约翰。
That through this couple, God would bring forth John the Baptist.
我们不但是我们的主他出生是很特别，他的先锋出生也是非常特别的。
Not only our Lord's birth is very special, so was that his herald, John the Baptist.
所以那天呢，当撒加利亚在圣殿里面烧香的时候
，So as on that very day, as Zacharias was burning incense in the temple,
那个加百列就向他显现了
，And the angel Gabriel appeared to him,
就告诉他说是那个。要借着撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯啊，将来要生一个儿子。
He told Zacharias that God would give them a son through him and his wife Elizabeth.
他要被圣灵充满。
And John Baptist would be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他要行在主的面前。
He would walk before God.
那么撒加利亚就有一个反应了。
Then Zacharias right away had this response.
他说：“我凭什么可以知道这件事情呢
？”By what would I know this?
我已经老了，我的妻子呢也年纪老迈了。
I'm old, so is my wife.
他里面呢有一个问题。
So in his heart, he had this question.
这件事情怎么可能发生呢
？How could this thing ever happen?
当天使跟玛利亚说这句话的时候
But as the angel spoke to Mary
他说蒙大恩的女子啊我问你安了神与你同在
And the angel said highly favored one greetings the Lord is with you
然后告诉他说呢你在神面前蒙恩呢你要怀孕生子呢你要给他叫他去起名叫耶稣
And he told her that you're highly favored and before God you will conceive and bring forth a son called Jesus
玛利亚心中也有疑问
So Mary also had this doubt in her mind. 我还没有出嫁，
怎么可能有这样的事情呢
？And she said, "I did not know a man yet. How could this thing happen?"
你发觉呢，这两个人呢，都有疑问。
So both of them had doubts.
一个人说我已经老了，生不出来了。
One says that I'm old. I cannot give birth anymore.
一个呢是说我这个还没有出嫁，怎么可能会那个生孩子呢
？And the other said that I haven't known a man yet.How could I bring forth a son?
虽然他们都有一样的疑问
So they have same questions and doubts.
但是他们的结果很不一样
But their final end is so much different.
撒加利亚问这句话的时候呢，里头是不信的问。
When Zechariah asked this question, he was full of disbelief.
他里面呢，一点都不相信这句话会成就。
He did not believe at all that this thing would ever happen.
所以他问了个问题。
Therefore, he asked the question.
这天使说呢，到了时候呢，这句话必然应验。
But the angel said, when time is complete, this thing will be brought forth.
但是因为你不信啊，
But because you do not believe,
你必须哑巴不能说话。
You will be dumb.
直到这事成就。
Until this thing is brought forth.
所以你看呢，那个但是玛利亚就很不一样了哈。
And it's so different with Mary.
那玛利亚她虽然有那个时候里头也有疑问
Although she also had this question.
当她的圣灵给向她解释了
But through the Holy Spirit, it was explained to her.
她说圣灵呢，因为呢，圣灵呢要临到你的身上
And the Holy Spirit says that the Holy Spirit will come upon her.
至高者的能力要荫蔽你
The power of the Most High will.Empower you.
所以说生的要称为圣子，要称为神的儿子。
Therefore, the one who is brought forth will be called the Holy One,
Son
of God.
因为出自于神的话了，没有一句不带能力的。
Because nothing is impossible with God.
And 玛利亚她也有疑问。
Yes, Mary also had doubts.
但是呢，她对神呢是完全的信任，她只是说她不明白。
But she completely trusted in the Lord, although she did not understand it.
一旦神向她解释的时候，她就说呢。我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Once the Lord explained it to her, then she said, "Behold, the maid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to the word of God."
今天福音府朋友在问很多问题的时候，也常常很类似啊。
Now today, as our gospel friends ask questions, their questions are very similar in essence.
我们问的问题呢，是要挑战性的，是我有理，你没有理呢？
Sometimes are their questions.Being challenging, simply showing that I'm right and you're wrong.
还是说呢，我的问题是因为我不明白。你告诉我，你只要能解释明白了，我就相信。
Or are they asking questions because they do not understand it? Once being explained to, then they would accept.
玛利亚在主出生的这件事情上呢，显出她的信，显出她的顺服。
In our Lord's birth, Mary shows so much faith and so much obedience.
同样，教会在传福音的时候
，So likewise, as the church is preaching the gospel,
我们如何能够那个使人先那个带人到主的面前
？How can we lead people to God?
我们要信。
We first have to believe.
我们要顺服。
We first have to obey.
也许我们也有些问题。
Maybe we also have some questions within.
像我们这样子没有什么恩赐、没有什么能力的人
，We might say that people like us without gifts and without strength.
我们传福音，有人会相信吗
？If we share the gospel, would people ever believe?
我们只是仅仅简单单把神的话说给人，这就够了吗
？We simply share God's word with men. So simply, is it enough?
还是我们得加点东西，得帮神一点忙呢
？Or shall we give God a hand by adding a few more things to the gospel?
我们真的相信人的重生是唯有单单圣灵的工作吗
？Do we really believe that man's rebirth is only the work of the Holy Spirit?
我们顺服说，当神的话这出去了，当圣灵把这话送到人的心中的是唯一这那个重生的路吗？
Would we obey the saying that only when the Holy Spirit sends out the word of God, then man can be saved?
多少时候我们不信啊?
So many times we simply do not believe ourselves.
我们要加油，我稍微帮神一点忙，加点东西下去。
We're trying to give God a hand simply by adding few things to it.
所以神不能够工作。
And it's just this way that God cannot work.
如果我们信。
But if we do believe.
如果我们顺服。
If we do obey.
不是在我们的这个人这个器皿有什么样的工作、啊、
It really doesn't depend on the work of us as a vessel.
不是说我们多有说服人的能力让人信主。
It's not how persuasive we might be.
而是当我们忠心的根据神的话把神的恩恩把神的那个真理说给人听的时候。
But only when we share God's truth with people faithfully according to God's word.
是圣灵要工作。
Then could the Holy Spirit start
working. 是圣灵要把神的话呢种在人心里头。
Then could the Holy Spirit plant God's word within man's heart.
是圣灵要使人重生的。
And then could the Holy Spirit regenerate people.
我们信吗?
Do we believe this?
我们顺服吗?
Do we obey?
巴不得这个主在借鉴这些话来提醒我们，当我们在传福音的时候，当怎么样来依靠神。
If only the Lord would remind us again as we share the gospel, how we should prepare ourselves.
怎么样来依靠神的话
？How do we rely on God's word？
那我们这些人信了主之后
，Now after we believe in the Lord，
我们借着圣灵重生了。
After we are born again through the Holy Spirit,
这个生命在我们里面真实吗？
Is this life true in your heart?
在我们刚刚读的约翰一书里头啊。
In the Epistle of John we just read,
约翰他说一句话非常稀奇。
The Apostle John says something so amazing.
他说我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人。
I've written this word to you who believe in the name of the Son of God.
要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So that you will know that you have eternal life.
他这封信是写给谁的?
To whom was this epistle written?
他写给基督徒的。
It's written to Christians.
这些都已经信了主的人。
All these people had believed in the Lord.
他们都是应该是重生得救的人。
They were all born again Christians.
但是老约翰说呢，我写给你们。
The old Apostle John said, I've written this to you.
这些你们信奉神儿子的那个子民的人。
To you who have believed in the name of the Son of God.
要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So that you would know you have eternal life.
哎，我们在想说，这个大概是写给这个刚刚信主的人哈。
So we would think, well, this epistle probably was written to
those who just believe in the Lord.
Of course, we would know we have eternal life.
没错啊，他说。那个老约翰说：“小子们呐、啊，我写信给你。”
Yes, the aged Apostle John did say that, little ones, little children, I wrote to you.
因为你们的罪呢，记得主名得了赦免。
Because your sins were forgiven you by the name of God.
他书信呢，确实是写给刚刚信主的，他的罪呢，记得主的名呢，得了赦免。
Yes, this epistle was directed toward those little ones in the Lord who just believed in the Lord. Their sins were just forgiven.
但是他还写给少年人。
Then again, he wrote this epistle to the young man.
其实少年人应该说是青年人。
Young man.
写给青年人，你信主了一段时间了。
To those who have believed in the Lord for a certain time.
而且呢，他们开始服侍主了。
And they have started serving the Lord.
少年人啊，我写信给你。
So he says, young man, I wrote this epistle.
因为你们刚强，你胜了恶者。
Because you're strong, you overcome the devil.
那么神的道呢是常常存在你们里面的。
So God's word abides in you.
不但是这样的。
Not only so.
他还写给谁呢？他还写给父老们。
Who else he wrote this letter to?
那些
he wrote to the,
那些信主已经很久很久的人。
To those who have believed in the Lord for such a long time.
那父老啊，我写信给你们。
So he says, the elders, I wrote this to you.
因为呢，你们认识那起初原有的。
Because you've known the one who is from the beginning.
这些父老们呢、啊，他们对于那个神永远的心意啊，借着认识呢，那个原起初原有的，他们是有认识的。
These fathers know the one who is from the beginning. They know God's eternal purpose.
老约翰说呢，我把这封信写给你们。
So the old apostle John said, I wrote this letter to you.
写给小子们。
To the little children.
写给 青年人
to the young man
写给父老们
and also to the fathers
要叫你们知道自己有永生
so that you know you have eternal life
你知道你自己有永生吗
do you know you have eternal life
当你面对、那个、死亡的时候你会惧怕吗
when you face death are you afraid
永生在你里头真实吗
is this eternal life within you is real
其实永生呢实在不是说等我们要死之后、啊、才面对的事情
Eternal life is not a thing we have to face after we die.
永生呢是我们今天就面对的事情。
But it is a thing you face today.
这个永远的生命呢不是不仅仅只是说到它是时间上的永远。
Now this everlasting time doesn't mean that the life in its time is forever.
它之所以成为是 永生呢永远的生命啊。
The reason is called everlasting eternal life.
因为这个生命呢是荣耀的。这个生命是不朽坏的，这个生命呢是属天的。
It's because this life is glorious, imperishable, and also it's heavenly.
我们知道自己有永生了。
Do we know we have eternal life?
你怎么知道自己有永生呢
？And how do you know you have eternal life?
在十一节他这么说。
In 5:11 it says so.
五章十一节啊。
Chapter 5:11.
他说这见证呢，就是神赐给我们有永生。
This is a testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
你怎么知道自己有永生呢?
How do you know you have eternal life?
因为神的话这么说。
Because it says so in God's word.
神说呢，他赐给我们永生。
God says He's giving us eternal life.
神这么说了，我就这么信了。
God said it, so I believe.
单单相信神的话，知道我们有永生。
Believing in God's word simply means that we have eternal life.
他底下他继续说、啊、
And then he continues.
他说人有了神的儿子呢就有生命。
He who has the Son has life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
你怎么知道自己有永生呢?
Now, how do you know you have eternal life?
因为你经历了这个生命。
Because you've experienced it.
因为生命在你身上是真实的。
Because this life in you is real.
所以你知道你永生。
So you know you have eternal life.
你在今生，我们在因着我们在今天就经历这个生命。
Because we have experienced this life today.
因着我今天就晓得在我里面有这个生命。
And because today I know within me I have this eternal life.
我今天就活在这个生命里。
So today I live in this life.
所以我对永生有把握。
Therefore I have this assurance toward my eternal life.
我不怕面对死亡。
I'm not afraid of death.
因为呢，我知道啊。在那一岸呢、啊、这个生命是怎么样的
Because I know exactly what this life is, no matter how dark the situation might be.
因此我今天在现在就经历这个生命。
And because now, today, I'm experiencing it.
我对那个将来的生命都一点不陌生。
So, I won't feel strange towards the life to come.
所以我知道我自己有永生。
And I know I have eternal life.
如果我们今天不熟悉这个生命。
If today we're not familiar with this life,
我们对这个生命呢，只是在脑子里头，不是在心里头的话。
If this life simply dwells in your head instead of in your life experience,
我们很可能呢，不知道自己有永生。
Then very likely you might not know you have this eternal life.
这个知道呢，还不是在脑子里头的知道。
Because this knowing is not the knowledge in your head.
这个知道呢，还是在生命里的经历的。
This knowing is from your life experience.
这个知道的是有那个确据有把握的。
In this knowing, you have this assurance. You have this evidence.
因着我知道，我今天经历了这个生命。
And because I know, so today I experience this life.
所以我知道我有永生。
And therefore, I know I have eternal life.
我对这个永生有把握。
And therefore, I have this assurance of this eternal life.
这个永远的生命对我一点都不陌生的。
So this eternal life is never being strange to me.
因为我今天就在其中经历。
Because today I am experiencing it.
今天我们在传福音的时候。
Now today as we are sharing our gospel.
我们在传什么呢
？What are we sharing?
我们在传的是一个永远的生命。
We are sharing, declaring this eternal life.
我们告诉人呢、啊，说你信子的有永生。不信子的，神的震怒藏在你身上。
We tell people that believing in the Son of God, then you have eternal life. If you do not believe in the Son of God, the wrath of God is often upon you.
我们告诉人呢，说今天的这个生命呢，是要毁坏的，是那个短暂的，是那个不能够满足人的。
We tell people that today your life is perishing, is temporary, is short-lived.
我们告诉人呢，有一个新的，有一个神的生命要赐给你。
And we tell people that there is this life that God wants to give you.
这个生命呢是永远的，是荣耀的，是属天的，是极其美好的。
It's wonderful, it's forever, it's eternal, and it's heavenly, glorious.
但是你在告诉人的时候，
But while you're telling people,
你是从你脑子里头的那个知识告诉人呢？
Are you seeing all this from your head knowledge?
还是从你生命的经历告诉人？
Or are you seeing this from your life experience?
我今天呢跟一个朋友说啊。
Today, as I say to a friend.
哎呀，你要知道这个最近我的最近的那个发觉呢，从新疆来的那个什么那个梨啊，香梨非常好吃啊。
I just realized the pears from the.Province of New Territory in China are so tasty, wonderful.
然后我们就跟朋友说，哎，你知道这个新疆的香梨多好，多好，多好。
And we tell people, oh, how delicious, wonderful these pears are.
哎呀，这个吃下去，这个脆的不得了啊，像那个好吃的不得了。
It's so crispy once you taste it.
那朋友就问你说，这真是这样子啊？你怎么知道呢？吃过吗
？Is it true? Have you ever eaten them?
对不起，我还没吃。
And if you say, oh, excuse me, I haven't tasted it.
哎呀，我那个这个我的弟兄告诉我说这个是好，这个是好东西。
But one of my brothers told me that these are good.
哎，我相信这是个好东西。
And I believe these are good.
他说，那你吃过没有啊
？And they say, have you ever tasted them?
我知道它是好，但是我还没机会吃。
And you say, oh, I know they're good, but I don't have time to eat
them. 我告诉你，我家里买了很多啊。
And I would tell you that I've bought so many already.
都摆在冰箱里头啊。
Put them all in my refrigerator.
但是我还没机会吃。
It's just I don't have the time yet to eat them.
你想你的朋友会相信这个是好吃的吗
？Would you suppose your friend would know believe that they're good?
他呢，最多给你美国人讲叫做 benefit of doubt.
They probably would give you this benefit of doubt.
我姑且信你是好的。
Well, for the sake of for the benefit of doubt, I just believe you.
但是呢，他在心里头说。你没有办法说服，在心里头说服他们，这东西是个好东西。
But his heart will never be persuaded by you that these are delicious, good things.
当我们来告诉人的时候，这是一个好，这是一个属天的生命。
Now, likewise, as we tell people that this life is a heavenly life.
哎，这是一个美好的生命。
A wonderful life.
哎，这是一个属天的生命。
A heavenly life.
但是呢，人因为我说，那你在这个生命的感觉是怎么样呢
？Then people would ask me, how are you experiencing yourself in this life?
这个生命跟你的生命有什么不同呢
？How is it different this life from the other?
我们说不出来。
And we cannot tell them exactly how.
你叫别人如何羡慕呢
？Now how could people admire this life?
如何叫人从心里想要得到这个生命
？How could people have this desire from their hearts to gain this life?
有了神的儿子就有生命。
Therefore, he who has the Son of God has life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who does not have the Son of God, the life of the Son of God,
我把这话写给你们，要叫你们知道有永生。
So I write all these words to you so that you know you have eternal life.
你怎么知道你有永生
？So how do you know you have eternal life?
因为呢，不但是神的话这么说。
Because not only did God's word say so,
而且呢，我也经历了这个。
But also, I personally have experienced that.
永生呢，是从今生开始的。
So eternal life starts from this life.
永生的那个的确据呢，是因为你今天尝过了。
It is because you have tasted the eternal life, therefore you have the assurance of it.
唯有我们自己经历了这个生命。
Only when we ourselves have experienced this life.
我们才能在生命的经历当中告诉人。
Then we could share this with people in from our life's experience.
主是怎么样带领我的
？How the Lord has been leading me.
主怎么样改变我
？How has been He been transforming me?
从前是什么样的人，如今把我变成是这样子的人
？How has God changed me from who I was?Before to today, who I have become of.
也许我看我现今还不是你所想象的那么好。
Maybe today, as I stand before you, I'm not the person as good as you might expect.
但是如果你认识我过去的我的话
，But should you know the past me,
你就会发觉呢，这个生命在我里面是何等样的改，何等样的不同。
You know this life has made such a difference in me.
在我身上有多大的改变
？And there are so many changes in my life.
所以我们呢，必须要认识这个生命。
Therefore, we need to know this life.
我们要在经历这个生命。
And we need to experience this life.
要知道这个生命的特性。
We need to know the characteristic features of this life.
这个生命呢，在里面它有什么样的性质？
What kind of nature of this life it poses?
属灵生命的成长一个主要的重要的关键呢？
Now the very hinge for a Christian life to grow.
就是呢，我们有一天呢，我们能够分别。
Is that one day we will be able to discern
什么事呢是我过去旧造的那个生命
What are the things from my old creation
什么呢是属于我那个新那个新造的生命
And what are the things from the life of new creation
是那个以弗所书告诉我们说他说如果你们学了基督
Now Ephesians in Ephesians we read that if you have so learned Christ
如果你们听过他的道
If you have heard his word
领了他的教
And received his teaching
学了他的真理
Learn his truth
就要脱去你们行为上从前行为上的旧人
Put off the old man in your previous life
要将你们的心智改换一新的要穿上新人
Renew your mind and put on the new man
这新人是照着神的形象造的有真理的仁义和圣洁
Which is who is made according to the righteousness and true holiness of God
我们如何能够把旧人脱下来
How can we put off the old man
如何我们能够穿上新人
And how can we put on the new man
如果我们分不清楚啊什么 是出于旧造的什么是出于新造的我们如何能够做这件事呢
But if we cannot discern clearly what is from old creation what is from new creation how can we do it
属灵的成长我发觉一个很重要的关键呢、啊、就是能够分别什么是属肉体的什么是 属灵的
So this is a very important spiritual threshold a threshold is for you to be able to distinguish from old creationfrom new creation.
当我里面开始有对这件事有感觉了。
Now, when we start having this feeling with my heart to a certain thing,
开始能够知道这样的感觉这样的说法是从旧造来的。
And start knowing that this thing comes from old creation.
还知道这件事情呢是从神来的从新的生命来的。
Or this thing is from God, from this new life.
这是我们那个属灵的那个关键的。
This is the very important spiritual threshold.
我们如何能够进到那个属灵的深处啊？这是一个很重要、很重要的关键。
And this is such a vital, important threshold for you to be able to into the deeper spiritual matters.
要认识这个新的生命。
You need to know this new life.
你发觉在这个生命呢，它。必须在一个生长，在一个环境里头生长。
And you have to know that this life can only survive in a certain circumstance.
这个生命呢，在唯有在属神的环境里头呢，他才感到自在。
This life will feel at ease only at a godly environment.
在神以外的环境里头呢，他感觉非常不自在的。
Anything outside of God, this life won't feel at ease.
不管呢是我们平常说话也好。
Whether in our daily conversation,
我们做事情、行事，那个做一些决定也好。
In our deeds or in our decisions,
如果我们是那个活在那个神的光里的话。
If we live in the light of God,
哎，你会发觉呢，这里面的生命是满了平安的。
And you see your life is full of peace.
是属天的平安在里头啊，在生命中带领我们。
Your heavenly peace is now dwelling in you and leading you.
当他把它被摆在一个那个世界的环境里头。
However, if this person is being placed in a worldly environment,
摆在一个属天然血气的那个环境里头的时候
，in an environment full of man's fleshly nature,
它里面非常不自在。
And this person would feel not at ease at all.
这是一个很基本的认识这个生命的途径。
This is a very fundamental, simple way to know God's life.
圣灵呢，唯有在这个生命里面，这个新的生命里头，才能向我们说话。
Because the Holy Spirit only speaks to us in this new life.
什么时候我们活在旧造里头
？Whenever we live in the old creation.
什么时候我们还照着旧的样子去活的时候
？Whenever we simply conduct ourselves in our previous ways.
圣灵不能够向我们说话。
Holy Spirit will never speak to us.
唯有当我们活在新的生命里
Only when we live in this new environment
圣灵能够在我们里面开启
In this new life then the Holy Spirit will enlighten us
能够带领我们
Will lead us
我们呢加太书说了我们不但是靠着圣灵从得生啊
Galatians tells us that not only we were born through the Holy Spirit, every single one of us who believe in the Lord
要知道自己有永生,
needs to know that we have this eternal life.
是圣灵在我里面赐给我们一个生命,
needs to know that the Holy Spirit has given us this new life.
加拉太他就继续说, 我们要靠着圣灵行事。
Galatians continue to say that we need to walk by the Holy Spirit.
唯有在这个新的生命里头,
only in this new life
圣灵才能够向我们工作,
can the Holy Spirit start working us?
圣灵向我们启示神的自己,
can He reveal God Himself to us?
巴不得神借着这点话,
oh, if only God would use this
brief sharing,
that we would even treasure more of God's work in us.
更能够活在这个生命的光里头,
we would live more in this light of life.
才能够活在他的旨意里,
and even to live in His purpose.
我们一定祷告,
shall we pray, please?
我们感谢赞美你,
Father, we thank you and we praise you.
因为每当我们想到你借着主耶稣基督道成了肉身, 让我们从死里复活,
whenever we think of the Lord's incarnation, that He made us risen from the dead,
让我们能够有属天的生命,
so that we have this heavenly life,
我们就要低头敬拜,
we just want to bow down our heads and worship,
把这些颂赞荣耀来归给你,
and to you we will give all the thanksgiving, praise and glory.
愿圣灵把会师常常在我们里面带领我们,
may the Holy Spirit of the Comfort to continue to lead us, so that we continue to know more of the preciousness of this life, to live more in the feelings of this life, to live more in this light of life. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.